In our sugyas, we've been learning the halachas of kosher bracha, particularly in relationship to Birchas Hamazon. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph says, Yeshayim Shabirchas Hamazon Tuna Kais Afil B'Yachid, that there are Rishonim, it's actually the opinion of Tosfos, that Birchas Hamazon requires a kosher bracha, afilu b'yachid, even if one is benching b'yachid alone. And as Tosfos goes on to say, if we have a situation where you have two people benching, so we don't have a mezumen, so according to Tosfos, each person should have his own kosher bracha. V'tzarch lachzer alav, v'la yoichel im ein loy kos levarach alav. You have to, according to the Shulchan Aruch, look to try to get a kosher bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch says, a person shouldn't eat even. If he doesn't have a kos of wine, if he could anticipate that perhaps he will get a kos. And you have to even let one meal pass in order to avoid benching without a kosher bracha. Ulfizan, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, im shnayim oichem yachad, if two people are eating together, tzorach lachachas kol achad kos lebrichas hamazon, each one of them has to take his own kos for brichas hamazon. The Magen Avraham says that this halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says, that the kosher bracha is so necessary that if you won't have wine available for the next meal, skip the meal with bread in order not to have Birchas Hamazon with Ay Kosher Bracha, says the Magen Avraham, this is only the opinion of the Torah. Not everybody agrees with this opinion, and certainly one doesn't have to skip a meal according to the Magen Avraham without having Kosher Bracha. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the next opinion of the Rishonim, which says that you only need to have a kosher bracha if you have three people eating together. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the third shita, even when you have three people, there is no need to have a kosher bracha. But the Rama says, it's certainly preferable to bench al kais. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim. So we have here a three-way machlokes rishonim. What is the halacha regarding kosher bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if there is no mezumen, our minig based on the mekubalim, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch here, that one doesn't ever say Birchas Hamazon if you don't have a mezumen. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, furthermore, that if somebody doesn't have wine, so since the Rama says that the din of kosher bracha is only a mitzvah and a mufchar, so therefore, if you don't have wine available, you don't have to go, you don't have to have a kosher bracha. But certainly, as Levush says, the Pasuk says, Kos Yeshuas Esa Hashem Hashem Ekra, that there is a specific point to have a kosher bracha. In fact, I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan points out that if the Rama says that one should have a kosher bracha, at least if there is a mitzvah and a mufchar, and certainly if there's a mezumen or a minyan, why aren't we makbid to have to always bench on a kosher bracha? So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Simen Kuf Bei Beis has a discussion on this, and he says essentially that wine in previous generations, A, was expensive, and B, wasn't that available, and therefore they became more lenient in the din of kosher bracha. But the Aruch HaShulchan himself says that nowadays the wine is available, more available, and people drink wine, certainly, and they have wine on the table. One, when he's benching, certainly when he's benching mezumin, especially when he's benching on Shabbos v'yontif, should be makpid, should be careful to always have a kosher bracha and bench on the kosher. As I said, when you're benching alone, there we have what the Zohar says, the kosher bracha lehava ela betlasa, that we only do kosher, we're makpid, they only do kosher bracha when we have three people there, and therefore, when we're benching b'yichidus, we don't have a kosher bracha. But when we're benching with a mezumin, particularly on Shabbos for Yontif, we should have available a kosher bracha. Now, when we speak about a kosher bracha, we need to discuss what is the proper way of drinking the kosher bracha. So for this, we look in Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sif Gimel. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Shti Yis Yayin L'Schai V'Bracha Achroina, the amount of wine that should be drunk to be Chai V'Bracha Achroina, Yesh Sofik, M'Dai B'Kazayis or B'Revius, is it enough that he should just have a Kazayis? As the Mishnah Berurah says, that is the Shir by eating, or is the Shir a Revius? L'Chein Yizar L'Shtois, he should be careful to drink oipach mekazayis or revius, less than a kazayis or revius, kadei listalik minasofik, to avoid any question. V'yacha, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yacha e efshur lishtois pach mekazayis, it's impossible to drink less than a kazayis. The kol dovash atzorach kais, whenever you have to drink from the kais shabracha, tzorach lishtois menekim loy lugmov, you have to drink at least a Meloy Lugmav, which says the Shulchan Aruch, the amount by an average person of a Meloy Lugmav, we know, is the amount to fill up one cheek, is Roiv Revius, in most of Revius. Hilkach Yishter Revius Shalim. The right thing to do is that you should drink a Revius Shalim, and continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet. Im Hamavarach Eina Roitz Litoim, if the person who benched doesn't want to drink, yitam echad min ha-mesubim, so let somebody else who participated in the benching drink, kashir. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, ein shir shtei shnayim mitzdarefes, the drinking of two people cannot combine, kam ak mitzvah min ha-mufchash yitah kulam. Still, even though the drinking of two people can't combine, everybody should drink from the kosher bracha. So before we discuss various shailas, let us understand what is the l'chatchila diga way to make a kosher bracha. The l'chatchila diga approach, as we see from the Shulchan Aruch, is that the person who benched should make a bari pri agafen, drink a revius, and then distribute the rest of the kosher bracha. If he only drinks Meloy Lugmav, he has fulfilled the obligation of Kosher Bracha, but he still has a problem that now he can't make a Bracha Achroina. B'dieved, if the person who benched just drinks a little of the Kosher Bracha and he gives the rest of the cup to someone else to drink, and that other person drinks a revius, or at least Meloy Lugmav, that's also acceptable. What is least acceptable is that to have the kosher bracha combined, that we drink it, the revius, or the Meloy Lugmav, as a combination of a number of people. Even though as the Shulchan Aruch here tells us to look in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalid, where there the halachas of Kiddush are discussed. And there, the Shulchan Aruch, in discussing a similar issue about drinking the cup of Kiddush, says, Im loitama mekadosh, if the person who made Kiddush didn't drink from it, but one of the people who are eating at the meal drank Malay Lugmav, Yotzim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Vein Shti Yishtayim, it's the Refus Lalay Mugmav. Two people's drinking cannot combine. Umikamakim, even though they don't combine, still says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Mufchashita Kulam, that everybody should drink from that wine. V'yeshamim, but then the Shulchan Aruch says, the Kivin Shemen Kulam, if amongst the entire group we have enough wine of a Mloy Mugmav, haven't been drunk, Yotza. The Shtiyas Kulam Mitzterefes Hilkishir. The drinking of all the various people sitting around at the table can combine. Vagoinim Savru. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Shem Loy Tama Mekadosh Lo Yotza. That the Mekadosh has to be the one to drink. V'roi lochesh l'dvrayim, v'dafk b'kiddush. But even this chumra of the ge'oinim is strictly by kiddush. Avol, because as the Mishnah Berurah explains, because kiddush is a doraisa, and therefore by kiddush we're more stringent. Avosad var matunim kais, other times where kais is required, ma'idim ha'ge'oinim d'sagi b'timis echar, somebody else could drink, and as we just said, b'di'evid, even the drinking of a number of people can combine. What would be the halacha if someone knows that he can't drink wine, and they asked him to lead the Birchas Hamazon with the Kosher Bracha, what should he do? The Chacham Tzvi says that such a person should decline benching, be declined the one leading the benching, because according to Chacham Tzvi, if you don't drink from the kais at all, if he doesn't drink from the kais at all, even though he made a bari pri agafen, the halacha is he's not yoytzei, because the bari pri agafen is a birchas hanenen, that if I'm not going to drink and use it at all, the halacha is that I'm not yoytzei with that bracha, becomes a bracha of atala. And since the person that's benching has to be the one to make the bari prei agafen, if he's not going to take anything of that wine, it is unacceptable. There are opinions, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, however, says that even though the person who's leading the benching and will make the bari prei agafen will not be drinking at all from the wine, but the evid, it's acceptable because he could be might see somebody else with the bari pri hagafen, even though he isn't drinking at all. What is the basis of all of these shaylos? So the basis of these shaylos, explained the achronim, is that we need to understand what is the point of the kosher bracha of the bari pri hagafen that's recited after we bench? Is pshat that Chazal wanted the benching should be recited on a kais? So now, because as we quoted the pasuk earlier, the pasuk says kais yeshua is esau over Shem Hashem Ekra, and therefore what's appropriate is to have a kais. But now that I benched on the kais, it would be a gnai, it would be an embarrassment to the kais not to drink of it. And therefore, after the drinking, after the benching, we have to drink from that cup. Or is pshat that the kosher bracha is that benching we should bench? And Chazal said that after benching, we should make a bari pri hagafen, just like Chazal said under other circumstances we should make a Bar Pri Agafen. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simen Kuf Tzadik Sif Dalid says that this question really is connected to a question that we find in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippurim Simen Tov Reish Chof Aleph Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mevarchan al Mila, if on Yom Kippur there's a bris, and we know normally when there's a bris, we make a Bari Pri Agafen, but now, what are we going to do on Yom Kippur? Because nobody could drink from the wine. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mevarchan al Mila B'loi Kaish. That, so we make, in this, on Yom Kippur, we make a bris Mila without a Kreis. The Rama says, V'yesh Aymer Mevarchan B'Kaish, that we make a Bari Pri Agafen, and we give the wine to drink to the tinnik, the child that is having the bris. He obviously isn't obligated in fasting Yom Kippur. He's 8 days old. And the Rama says v'kach noyagin. The Paiskim all say, however, that even though by every bris our minig is when the moil says b'domai chayi, we give a little wine to the child to drink. Here, besides that little wine that we give to the child to drink, when we say b'demai chayi, at the end of the bris mila, we should give the child some more wine to drink to fulfill the din of the Rama. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what is the machloikis? The machloikis is that according to Rama, the pshat of the kosher bracha is that a mitzvah should be recited over a kais. And since a mitzvah should be recited over a kais, so that can be done on Yom Kippur as well. But now, as we said a moment ago, we have a problem. We have a genai. We have an issue that if nobody's going to drink from the cup of wine that we said the bracha, we did the mitzvah over, it will remain a genai. So therefore, says the Rama, the problem of Ganai we could take care of by giving this little child to drink from that wine. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, will hold that the purpose of the Kais is because a mitzvah, many mitzvahs, Mila, Birchas Hamazon, require that after the mitzvah be done, we make a Bari Pri Agafen, a way of showing a Shvach Tashem, because we say Shira, and we thank Hashem by making a Bari Pri Agafen, thanking Hashem that He gave us the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. If there's an independent obligation to make a Bari Pri Agafen, so you can only fulfill that Bari Pri Agafen by giving it to a person who could only drink with a Bari Pri Agafen, and that would only be, at the minimum, a child, shehigia l'chinuch, a child who's old enough to understand that he's obligated in brachas, which the Rachanimo is certainly not in that category. Or the Paiskim therefore do say that, let's say the bris mila is taking place in the presence of the mother of this child, who is a woman who just had a baby, and she's, let's say, not well, and she's not fasting, then the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you can make the Bari Pri Agafen. Why? Because the mother will drink from that wine, and that is fulfillment of the obligation to drink wine and make a Bari Pri Agafen. And as the Pais can go on to explain, we don't have the option of giving the cup of wine to a child who's a little older that's obligated to eat only with a bracha, because we have the Gemara Masecht Ervin Daf Mem Amud Beis that discusses the Shechiyonu that's made on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says regarding that Shechiyonu that the Gemara has a discussion. Normally the Shechiyonu on Yontif is made over a cup of wine. And how do we make a Shechiyonu here over a cup of wine? And the Gemara, because an adult, once we say the Shechiyonu, it begins Yom Kippur. And once Yom Kippur begins, I can no longer drink wine. And one of the suggestions the Gemara says is, well, why not make the Shachiyana over a cup of wine and give it to a child to drink from that wine? And the Gemara says, we're concerned that the child will think that in future generation, that in future you're also allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, which of course one may not do. So we see here that this question of what is the chiyuv of the wine is, what is the din of a kosher bracha, may be actually a machlokes that we see in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. And actually, it could be a further discussion. Because we just discussed that how much, that the proper thing to do is that the person who benched should drink, and also everybody who is sitting around the table should drink from the kosher bracha. But the question is, how much should everybody drink from the kosher bracha? So we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Zayin. He says, Ketzer Oysa, Loikach, Lekeach Kosher Machzik Raviya, Oyoyser. And then to finish what the Rambam says, Vachkach Mevorach Al Yayin, we make a Bar Pri Agofen, Vachkach Shoyser, V'Shoyser Meloy Ligmov, the person makes kiddush and then he should drink a maloy lugmav. Umashkel chol k'mnei chaburo. And the way most mefarshi haRambam explain is that the Rambam holds that every person sitting around the table should drink a maloy lugmav. Why should every person drink a maloy lugmav? Because the Rambam's opinion is that the chiyuv or the bari pri agafen is an independent chiyuv. It's not that the wine, we made the mitzvah on the wine, and now we have a problem of gnai. There's an independent chiyuv to drink that wine. And since there's an independent chiyuv to drink that wine, every person should drink a melay lugmav. However, the other rishonim, and we quoted the opinion of those that say that only the mevorech has to drink melay lugmav, and everyone else doesn't have to drink melay lugmav, will hold that the only reason we're drinking the wine is because it shouldn't be a gnai. So the person who actually made the bari pri agafen, so you can't drink, you can't make the bari pri agafen and drink less than loy lugmav, explained Achroinim. Because if you're going to make a bari pri agafen and you didn't drink a loy lugmav, you haven't drank enough wine that it justified properly making a bari pri agafen. But the other people who are drinking just because this is the wine over which the Kiddush, or the wine over which the Birchas HaMazon was said, for them it'll be enough if they just drink some of the wine. Similarly, some of the other questions that we've discussed can now be also analyzed. And that was, how much do we have to drink? Of course, the more of an independent obligation there is to drink the wine, there's going to be more of a chiyuv to drink more wine. Will there be an obligation for only the person that benched to drink wine, or is it an obligation for everybody to drink wine? If we say it's only because it's a gnai, therefore it's only an obligation on the person who actually benched to drink from that wine. And therefore we could also be more lenient, as we suggested, that if the person who actually benched is unable to drink wine, or if there's nobody around the table who wants to drink so much wine, we could combine the drinking of the wine of a number of people. Because since all of them are only drinking because of the point that it shouldn't be a gnai, because we really fulfill the obligation of kosher bracha once the Birchas HaMazon was recited over that cup of wine. That's why we could be more lenient in the amount of wine, in who's drinking the wine, and in the combining of different people drinking the wine. In fact, I saw that the Tehillah LeDavid says, what would be the halacha if there's somebody who's around the table, who comes to this table, and he didn't participate in eating, and he didn't participate in Zimun? Could he be the person to drink the wine? And the Tehillah David suggests that perhaps he could be the person that could drink the wine. Reason being, because the only reason that the wine is being drunk here is because we want to avoid a gnai for the kosher bracha. And if we want to avoid a gnai for the kosher bracha, we can accomplish this just by the person drinking. We could avoid that gnai just by anybody drinking the wine. If, on the other hand, we hold that there's an independent chiv of drinking the wine, so somebody who didn't participate in the Berachas HaMazon can't drink that wine. There's a chiv that after Berachas HaMazon, we should drink wine, and then everybody should drink the wine, as the Rambam said, but only the people who participated in the Berachas HaMazon, not anyone else. And in fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Mishnah Halachas. He says that l'chatchila, we should drink the wine, everybody who's drinking from the kosher bracha, I'm not going into sanitary issues, should drink from the very same cup over which the bracha was said. Why? Because it's very understandable. If the entire reason we're drinking the wine is to avoid a gnai, the mitzvah we already accomplished by having the bracha recited on this cup of wine, and there is no independent obligation to drink the wine, so then there is, then we, how do we show this most? The way we show this is by drinking from the very same cup from which the, on which the wine, on which the bracha was said, that this was the bracha, this was the cup on which the kosher bracha was said. If there's an independent chiyuv, so it doesn't make a difference if you drink from this cup or you drink from another cup. Why? Because kosher shuas esa of Hashem Hashem ekra, this was the cup on which the bracha was said, and that's the cup that we all want to drink from and enjoy the wine over which a bracha to Hashem was said.